Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Amen here again, back one more day to encourage you and me as I do these. We had a really good day of travel again. We're kind of working our way to a possible preach. We'll see how that goes. We don't even know if we get the days. We don't even plan a whole lot in the day that we're in. We might set some kind of a course, but we leave it wide open, flexible for the Lord to lead us. So anyway, we traveled through some beautiful countryside again. It's another cold day. It's so fresh and invigorating. We love it. And the sun is shining and everything's so green, and with all the grass and the trees budding and purple trees and white ones. And it's just so beautiful, God's creation. So it's like nice and calm in between the cities that we're traveling. And we just really appreciate it and give God glory for it. And several gospel cards went out, and I got to share some truth with, it looked like, a couple homeless people, and one in a parking lot, and gospel cards in the store. So we're just doing the works that the Lord has for us in our daily lives. So this morning I woke up and I was praising God for this new day to serve Him in spirit and truth. I was thinking about that today, and I thought I would do a quick audio about it and encourage us all. So let's read John 4:21-24. I just want to say, I love how she just believed in her faith in Christ. It was pretty awesome. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. And if you keep going there, you'll see that she ran into the town to tell everybody that He was the Christ. I love that. It's so awesome. So anyway, He was talking about spirit and truth. And so that means we've got the Holy Spirit within us, and we're following and obeying the Word. Excuse me. And the Word is Christ. John 1:1-4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And so we're following Christ through the Word, which He is the Word. We're not following the church systems, which are made of Satan or our flesh or our feelings or our family or anything in this world. Who do we follow? Christ. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You notice how He knows them and they follow Him? We'll read some more here. I love this. John 10:1-14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which He spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. So Jesus makes a comparison there between the hirelings, which we would see as the modern pastors, all the false teachers that we see out there today. They don't care about sheep. And Jesus does. He knows his sheep. His sheep follow him. It's pretty amazing. I love that. And we know in, let's see, is it John, earlier on in John, Jesus talks to some of the people listening, and he's like, you don't understand because your father is of the devil. So people who are not of God are not going to hear his voice and understand it and follow it, because you have to have a spiritual mind to discern and understand what's being said. But those of us who do have the Holy Spirit within us, because we've repented of our sins and we've turned toward Christ and we've become a new creation by having the Holy Spirit within us, that's how we're going to worship in spirit and truth. We have to have the Holy Spirit. We're going to follow him, his word, like we just talked about, and obey him through it and just keep doing that until the end. And so we want to make sure we're following the one true Savior, not one of the many false ones that Satan's created, like we were talking about. And I'm going to leave us with this, Matthew 4, 19 and 20. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Let's do the same, sisters. Straightway, let's leave all of this world and follow after Christ. Lord willing, I'll be back again tomorrow to share some encouragement with you. Let's see if he gives us those days. Strive on, sister saints. I love you all. Hold fast, and may God be praised.